Begin the Quran Davin, Masechta B'Metzia, Dav Kuf Yud Gimel, begin on basic and test matter, begin the Gemara, Mita Mita. Give him two beds. Now, Perek Shema Yisem, interestingly, the Gemara Erechon of Chav Gimel Beis, Loi Tani Ela Mita HaMetzas. It only says that it's a spread out bed, which, don't we say that it has the same halachas in Erechon as over here? No, Mishum the Metzas, the Shavkin, like, the truth is, a spread bed, we only leave Melachas, only one, like the Gemara says, Mita Mita Matzah, that there's two beds, but only one bed has a spread out bed. So that doesn't contradict. That when he's providing his wife to a third party, but only should be Israel, by the poor people of the Jewish people, he only gives her a bed and a mappet, which is like more of a mat. Why not two? Because over there, before she got married to him, she only had one bed, and therefore that's all he has to give her. Doesn't have to give her another one. Next test matter begins Gemara. Hashta zavun mizaminan. You think that if we're saying that, as Tosfos explains, that if we say we sell hakesav akar, the pill and the blanket shishal ben that he has, sedur mesedrin but me. So Gemara's question is, do you think we're going to organize and make sure he has what he needs? Pirush. In other words, banan nesad leil nichon. We're going to organize to leave over the money to the likness kess. So that he could buy a garment, clothing, for 12 months, like we do over there in Erechon. But here we even sell it. How could you say after 30 days? How could you say that we're gonna make sure he has for 12 months? Next test matter begins Gemara. Namele, he should tell him loyal. I did the Ram. It's not my responsibility to provide for you tzedakah personally. It says a lot must need in part because not asking on the Mishnah. A my mox loyakar. Why is he giving back the pillow? Because again, that would be the case. Lama him to not kan, why would the Gemara be writing to here? It's a question on the Mishnah. Why do we need to explain rationales for Hashem's commands? It's a passage in the Torah that says you have to give back the security. Think the Gemara didn't know that it says in the Ramah of Dal, which is the Gemara's answer that he has to, that the charity is on him? Rather, obviously, Yada, he knew the passage. And still he's asking. So what's he answering him? It's asking on them. They say, all Jewish people are princes. They're all fit for very honorable clothing. That's the question of my. Since the guy's only wearing for honor and for the beauty. So that's the question. Why should we say that all this is responsible to the lender? The person did not say this explicitly. Tzedakah that, yeah, he needs to have his fancy clothing, is not responsible to lend him more than any other person, giving this argument because he could do with just as fine without it. And this is my answer, no gamba, it's l'shaykh leimer, l'chot tzedakah. Yeah, even his fancy clothing, it's also the pasuk that for the lender it's considered as charity, but l'bakasiv, and the pasuk puts it on the lender, sh'leim noyim emenu, ha'noy ba'akavit, ba'atayinik, sh'orgol ba'at'ata, that he should not hold back from the borrower, the beauty and the honor and the pleasure that he was used to up until now. Yeah, that is his personal responsibility.